So for me, this is called a no bore dogs routine. And the first concept here is throw away the food bowl. Because whoever wrote in the manual of dogs that all dogs have to be fed from a dog bowl. If you throw away the dog bowl and look at other ways to feed your dog, then your challenge is to work out how to feed your dog 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day when you're not there to do it. But the question is, how the heck do you do that? Well, this will give you a bit of a hint when we get onto it. Have a look at this dog. Same dog. But you can see that this same German Shepherd is now saying, be blowed with the Kong toy, the rather inexpensive milk carton that my mum has just given me. It's so much better because it wriggles more than a Kong toy does. And thank you, Mum, you haven't had to spend much money doing it. So this is a technique called the Carton of Magic technique, and it is basically the Kong toy by another name. Now, we're going to test this. I'm not sure how this is going to work with our little poodle. Do you want to get him out now? What's his name again? Her name? Sorry? Lolly is a little poodle who's here with us today. It's a little rescue dog. Now, this is a carton of magic that I created earlier today, and it was a milk carton. All I did was put a knife through there to create a slit. I cut it with a pair of scissors to create a round hole, and then I've got a match, and I've run the match around the edge to make that as smooth as a baby's bottom, because Lolly's nose and teeth and everything are going to go through here, and I want to make sure it's absolutely safe. Now, if this is going to work, Lolly has to be a real food-focused pooch and really has to love the liver treats that I've got here. So let's just work with this, and I'll walk around. The microphone will still work. You might have to turn yourselves around here. Actually, bring Lolly over here if you can. Now, if you want to get up and move around here, folks, that's good. Can you just throw those two light switches on there? Just there. Thanks, Nanda. So we'll see how little Lolly, an untested dog, doesn't know this routine to see if she works. Now, the first thing we need to know is, does Lolly love liver treats more than the people in the audience? She loves the people in the audience.
Hey, Lolly. Hey, sweetie. Look what I've got. I've got a liver treat.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, give me more. I want some more liver treats. Please, 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 please.
Isn't she just gorgeous? Look. See? Good girl. So, let's put some liver treats in here, and let's see if Lolly can work out the puzzle. Let's put one on the edge there, a couple on the edge, and a couple in there, and Lolly, do the job.
You ought to go work it out. It's too much for my little head. Oh, there's one, there's a free one.
Now, while she's working on that, let's just see how she goes. We add some rabbit's blood to this. And rabbit's blood is this wonderful stuff called Nutrigel paste, which regretfully this is a new one, so I won't open up a new one. But Nutrigel paste smells like caramel. It's really, really good. It's nutritionally good because it contains a whole lot of vitamin and minerals that dogs love. And we often squirt that inside there to put rabbit's blood inside our plastic rabbit's carcass. Now, you have to be a little bit cautious about the safety of these and be mindful of that. But you can see that Lolly, who has never experienced this before, in company where she's got a whole lot of people who could give her kisses and cuddles, is taking a little bit of interest in this and is not doing too badly. Generally, you make the hole large enough so the dog doesn't get its head stuck. I don't know of any dog that has got its head stuck. Now, safety first. The Kong toys are more resilient than the plastic milk cartons, but the Kong toys cost $20 to $30 to $40 to $50, and the plastic milk carton doesn't. So you've got to balance up the two. Safety-wise, notice that we've removed the cap from that milk carton and that little plastic sealing ring, and we've obviously made it as safe as we can by burning the edge, but you wouldn't give a dog this on its own unless you're totally comfortable that the dog's not going to start eating the plastic. But they are cheap, and they are good, and they're quite flexible because you can do a whole lot of things with these milk cartons. Now, I could talk for an hour or two just about that milk carton alone, but when you look at the No Bore Dogs routine, you'll see there's a whole lot of things called frozen sloop and a whole lot of other techniques for that, which work very, very well. But to go a little bit further, there are things like this device, which is called a Home Alone, I think it is, Home Alone, and this is like a milk carton with a hole in it. You put food in there. It's on an elastic band and this very sturdy rope here. And dogs are designed to pull that and tug it and have a whole lot of fun with it. They're excellent toys, absolutely wonderful. They cost about $85 or so, somewhere around that area. But then, just to leave that for the moment, where's my other video clip that I thought I had here? Yes, you can if you like. Thank you for that. I'm just going to jump forward. I think I've lost something. Yes. With the carton of magic, have a look at this.
Go on, get it out. That's right. Do the job.
This is Widget the Wonder Dog from downstairs, my own little pooch. And you can see she's a nice, delicate little girl saying, hey, this is an interesting challenge. So what we've done with this one is we have taken some complex stuff, like a free dog lead, a $12.50 spring from Bunnings, and I've attached that milk carton to this on the bottom. I've just put it through the handle there and looped it around. So a $12.50 version of that. And only $12.50 because I went to Bunnings and spent a bit of money. And that spring is really useful. Now, the other day, we had this bull Arab here, and just look at this guy. He is Arnold Schwarzenegger of the Hanging Carton of Magic. It's about 3 days ago, this boy. He is just an immense dog. He absolutely loves this. Now, there's the spring up there giving it a bit of tension. Now, so he thinks that's pretty good. Now, you can see why we're doing this. It really is a brain steam cleaning system. It's like putting a little brush into his ear and steaming up the brain and saying, think cleverly. So this is really, really good news. We love these techniques and they're really quite nice. So this is the beginning of boredom relief, but just to go back for a moment, what's missing from there is we need to develop a system where you can deliver all of the joys of life to your dog during the day while you're away. Indeed, why feed your dog when you're home at all? If you don't feed your dog when you're home, then when you leave in the morning, he's going to be very, very hungry. So his motivation is not so much you leaving, is to get his gut full of breakfast, because he hasn't been fed since 5 o'clock the day before. Strange concept. I'm sure you're feeling a bit uncomfortable. Cheers, I'm not feeding my dog in the evening? Why? You can feed him at 7 o'clock in the morning when you leave, and then at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Let's see how we do this. This is what this system's all about. Now, regretfully, I haven't got what I need up here at the moment, but so I'll have to get you to visualise this. Very expensive technology. We have a 2-litre milk carton like the one we just made, which has liver treats in there, so the rabbit's liver is in there. You can put dry food in there. You can, if it's not too messy, you can put canned food in there, fresh meat, chicken necks. Whatever you want to feed the dog, your normal diet goes in there. We have this really expensive item here, which is the lid of a Chinese takeaway container that I pulled out of the recycling bin. And here we have a milk carton which has 200 mils of water in it. Who can guess what I've done with that milk carton? You know this, you're not allowed to answer the question. What I've done is I've just put a drawing pin through the bottom and pulled it out. So drop by drop, the water's leaking out of that. Because this is hanging over a precipice, guess what's going to happen? Yeah, this gets too light, this gets too heavy, so the carton of magic drops to the ground some nebulous time later after you leave. And my scientific double-blind placebo-controlled study, worldwide research that I've done in my own backyard, tells me that 200 mils of water leaks out from a drawing pin-sized hole in about an hour and a half. So we haven't got Swiss chronology here. We've got some vague timer that after about an hour, whatever is on the end of the walk the plank is delivered to the dog later. Why don't you put six in a row with 100 mils of water, and you've got something like 1 to 10 hours of timing, and whatever you want on the end is delivered to the dog later. It can be a tennis ball, because of course it's a tennis ball, so I rub the teeth. It could be a Kong toy, it could be his favourite squeaky toy, or it could be your hanging carton of magic, which you decide to put up out of the way for the dog, so that later in the day it falls down because the leaking milk carton allows it to do so. Yes?
And if the dog cupboard's first?
If it's dog cupboard's first, that's got to be higher than the dog can get. So for big, great danger, you might have it up there somewhere for the little foxes around about table level. So it's got to be higher than the dog can get. Otherwise, the dog can get all the entertainment in a very short space of time. So this is the No Bored Dogs routine, the Carton of Magic routine. And for those dogs, important point, which do have an interest in food when you're not home, pause for effect, they can be very, very useful. Bear in mind, I said earlier, the dogs with major anxieties may have no interest in food when you're not home, in which case this falls flat. But all of the things that the dog loves in life, including its toys, including its food, can be given to the dog during the day. The only downside of this is you've got leaking water, which is a bit messy, and it does take a little bit of time to set this up in the morning. So if that's too time-consuming, then we look at my best friend over here, which is the Kong Time Machine, which does all of that, but in a fraction of the time. Now, the Kong Time Machines, I think, are really wonderful. I think they're just designed for the type of business that I run, and they're designed for the types of problems you have. The Kong Time machine comes with four Kong toys in it, which you would obviously fill up with food. And throughout the day, it will release these Kongs. It has two settings. One is the four-hour setting, and the other is the eight-hour setting. In a moment, oh, just on time, it beeps. Pavlov's bell, beep, and the Kong toy falls to the ground for the dog. The dog hears the beep and goes, oh, where's my Kong? Because they very quickly learn that this game is wonderful. So on the four-hour setting, it will dump one of these on the ground every hour. On the eight-hour setting, it's every 2 hours. But what the Kong toy people don't tell you, soft voice, is that you can actually remove the Kong toys, because they're designed to sell Kong toys, give the dogs the Kong through the leaking milk carton or just when you leave, and then you've got the chambers that you can put his favourite squeaky toy in, or the chicken neck if you want to give him chicken necks, or some other sensible bone or whatever it may be. So the chamber doesn't have to have Kong toys in it only. So they're really good devices. They cost a little bit of dough. They're around about $200 or so. If you want to get one, they're 10% cheaper because of your membership. But they're really wonderful devices, and I particularly love them. I think they're wonderful. So this is the No Ball Dogs routine. When you get the email that I send you, it just links you through to so much other stuff on the same vein. But just realise that the general principle is make your dog's life as rich as you possibly can during the day. Test them all beforehand while you're home, and then implement those when you're not there. So if your dog is a bored dog, and particularly if it's one very long, Cameron, particularly if it's one of those youngsters under 2 years of age, that is very likely to be all you need. You can pack up and go if you like, because that could dramatically change your dog's lifestyle, and provided your dog has an interest in food when you're not there, they're very powerful techniques. What you need to look for is, firstly, the concept is you're feeding the dog when you're not home, then whatever he eats now is given to him via these magical devices. So that's the simple concept. So yes, even though we're talking liver treats, you've got to make sure you're doing nutritionally correct things. So his normal meal is just given to him through these means. So it doesn't have to be liver treats. Bear in mind, if he hasn't been fed since 5 o'clock the day before, then at 7 o'clock in the morning he's going to be very motivated to look at these things, which, as you'll see later, dramatically changes the way you can leave the home. If you want to use liver treats, you don't need many liver treats to flavour an ordinary diet. In fact, there are liver treat sprinkles that you can buy, which are very fine. They're almost like a dusting powder, which you can mix in with the dry food or whatever else the dog is eating to give it a bit of extra quality. So you can always value add, new word, isn't it? Value add the food you're giving by adding tidbits of food in there. Even little bits of Cabanossi or Cabana in very small quantities will just be a flavour to whatever you're giving him. By the way, just bear in mind that anything that's frozen indicates a time delay. And on the website, you'll see a whole lot of things. There's the ice timer. There's something called frozen sloop. And there's a whole lot of other things which I don't have time to go into, but are all in the same vein, slowing dogs down to eat their food and giving them something which is wonderful. Even an ice block made out of Vegemite in water, a broth, is a lifestyle enrichment technique for dogs. So this is all the No Ball Dogs routine. There's a Kong Time machine, just to remind you what that's all about as well. So I really love this technique because it is the hub of where things work. And if for your dog that's powerful, then that could be where the beginning of the cure for bad behaviours like separation anxiety comes. So the denning principle, let's add that into the mix here. What's a den? That's a den. It's a wolf-like sanctuary for a pet dog. That's a wolf's den. And that's the size of it. It's a little hole which goes into a big cavity where the wolf does stuff, like sleeping, which is really important, like resting, like suckling from mum, it's a little wolf cub, like eating the leg of the Tyrannosaurus rex, slightly incorrect, in its den, whatever it may be. So it's a sanctuary for dogs. So it's a place where the carcass is taken for consumption. It's a place of rest and a place which smells like mum. Hang on to that expression. Now look at this. This is a den that one of my clients made for a noise-fear staffy. Do you notice something about that hole? Doesn't that sort of look similar? That's a wonderful sized den. It's about 3 staffies wide by about 4 staffies high, if you want to look at the size, and about, I think, 3 or 4 staffies long. And interestingly enough, by the way, this den was actually placed with inside another soundproof enclosure that the owner had in the backyard for this dog, because he had 4 levels of soundproofing for this catastrophic staffie which had major noise fears. So this was very good. But while we're talking about dens, this is my little Widget when she was 4 weeks of age. Oh, not 4 weeks, about 12 weeks of age. This is her den. This is going back 4 years ago. this is Widget the other day. Same den. Do you think she loves the den? Of course she does. She's in her den downstairs at the moment. This is Widget's level of activity. That's what she's like all of the time. So a kennel cab like that can be a wonderful den for dogs because it's portable. Now, with Mary, for instance, I had, even though you're a large dog, one of these could be very useful for you because if your dog is really attached to the car, without going into details, but if you had room in your car for a kennel cab like that, then your big Rottie Doberman Cross, I think it was, could well get assimilated with that, and which means you've got a portable den that could move with you to go to wherever your new house may be. So that may be a solution for you. The only thing is, with a dog like a Rottie, you've got to have a darn big one, and if you've got a mini miner, you ain't going to fit in the back of it. So the denning principle is really, really important, and if you combine that with the rabbits falling from the sky, if this is in a laundry, for instance, or in a secure pen, or in the garage, or in a rumpus room, somewhere like that, then this den area that the dog is in, and the laundry is often the place, will be absolutely wonderful. And here we go. The den behind the laundry door, and again, doesn't that look familiar? Doesn't that look exactly like that? The whole same scenario developing here, a dog door in a laundry can be wonderful. For dogs with noise fears, brick house, you've got brick walls that way, brick walls that way, brick walls back through the house, and a reasonably soundproof door, which would be made so much more soundproof if they put a bit of foam rubber in that window, and there is the dog's den, which for a noise-feared dog, that's where your problem is a wonderful example of what to do to make your dog happy and comfortable. So that's all to do with the denning principle. Making it smell like mum, though, is interesting. If you've got two dogs, it depends what you like. I mean, with Widget, Sooty, who's another poodle downstairs, they both have their separate kennel cabs, and Sooty's would be over in that direction if you looked at the dynamics of the building. Sooty and Widget are in their dens at the moment downstairs. They're not barking. They're quite happy. They're snoozing away. So if you're using kennel cabs, you'd use two of them, but certainly if you're looking at laundries, a laundry could be ideal for two dogs. A long button could be through the dog door, of course. So let's just have a little bit of a moment to look at where we are. Remember I said that solving home alone problems involves quantifying the problem by doing some measurements, solving boredom, we've introduced a noble dogs routine, which I'm sure you can read on the website, creating a den, so they've all been done. But now, what's this thing called pheromones? Let's talk about pheromone therapy.